Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, The Late Show for round six. Unbuckle the belt. Get off the fence. Let's get weird, Timbo.
I love getting weird, Roo. Let's do it, boy.
I absolutely love. This is my favorite 15 minutes of the week. It's unreal. Kat joining us once again in the hot seat over there. Got your questions ready?
I am ready to go.
Have we got a couple of curly ones this week?
Of course, always.
Love that. Love to see it. Scissors, paper, rock, big dog?
Let's go.
Scissors, paper, rock. Scissors, paper, rock. Motherfucker, I'm just not good at it, am I?
It's not your strong
it's point.
It's wild.
Should we just start with Timmy every week?
We might as well, yeah. I might forfeit the kick each week.
And you know what, mate? I know we normally send to the opposition, but I'm actually going to take it this week because I'm actually good at Supercoach and can handle the pressure, so I'm going
to
show it.
Taking the new ball. I love to see it. Kick us off, Kathmandu.
Okay, question one. This is from Lock Nickel 10. Lads, Supercoach PB has me in the top 1,200 first year playing. Thanks, guys. Wow. My question, Katoa or Olakuatu?
Good stuff, Locke. Top 1,200, smoking it. Both fantastic trade-ins. The combo of Hughes and Katoa is getting better and better. I like Olakuatu. I don't think you're going to go wrong either way. I'm fence-sitting a little bit, but I just think Olakuatu looks brilliant. I think Katoa scores bigger this weekend, but going forward, I think Amolo Olakuatu is looking outstanding. He could go massive against the Titans next week.
Yeah, I agree. I think short term, Katoa is going to be the one. I think he could pick up a big score this week again, but long term, Olakuatu is going to be the guy you're going to want for the entire season. Yeah, good shout.
Yeah, he's a gun. Okay, from Andrew Bellingham. Is Jaden Hunt worth a shout? Added perk is getting off Kepi via duels.
No, not for me. I don't like the Jaden Hunt move. I'm not looking at break-evens or anything. I'm just eyeballing, and I think Pierre Kura will be back very soon. He'll go back to the bench. Even when he's getting a big minute role on the edge and he's not scoring that many points, it's a hard pass from me.
He's played like 65 and 70 minutes the first 2 weeks on the edge for scores of 31 and 32, all in base granted, but just no. And like I know Jordan Ricky's out injured as well this week, but Pete Kura is back in the next few weeks. So, look, he might make a little bit of money, but pass.
Not worth a trade, I don't think. Yeah.
Okay, cool. That one was nice and efficient, boys. Yeah, love it.
Very sharp.
From Tally D22, are Hughes and SJ genuine options to pair with Cleary going forward, or is Nico a must-have?
Yeah, good one throwing there. Talon De Silva. I can only imagine that is riding in with his question. So
for sure.
Thanks, Talon. I not Hughes, I don't like as much. Very good Supercoach halfback, but does tend to ebb and flow, have his highs and lows, bit of a roller coaster. I think Hughes can go massive against the Dogs. I think he can go 100 plus again this week, but I think it's a short term play. We chatted on beers and break evens about SJ. I like him as a play, not Hughes as much, except for this week.
Yeah, Hughes is not the play. I agree. Could go big this week, but he's not the play long term. He never has been. I've learned the hard way, believe me. SJ, I can understand, but I feel much more confident going in with the two superstars with huge pedigree.
Awesome. Okay. You're on death row. This one's from Toddy G. Good morning. You're on death row. What's your last meal of choice?
I'll tell you what, Kat, you know what I'm going to say. You know what's growing on me rapidly.
I think I do.
A little bit of Elgiana. Get me a bit of garlic sauce, a couple of pickles.
You're on death row and you want the fast food version of Lebanese.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't have an issue with that. It's right. Quick, sharp. I don't mind it. That I also think a really good steak would be hard to go past for me.
Yeah, nice, mate. Look, I'm going to sound extremely Australian here, but I'm going with crumbed lamb cutlets. And I'm going potato bake, a nice bit of corn, a bit of some nice spices over the corn, get a little bit fancy. But yeah, look, it all just comes back to the crumbled lamb cutlets with, and let's dabble a bit of Diane sauce over it.
I thought you were going to say Diane Arcee there.
A bit of Diane Arcee over it.
How good were the cutlets up at Redcliffe?
Well, I'd want Diane Arcee to serve my lamb cutlets.
Yeah, I'll back
that. Also, what a way to start it. Good morning. You're on death row though.
Yeah, pretty harsh.
Well, I actually added the good morning. He just said you're on death row.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah, I just thought I'd make it a little bit easier to digest for you.
That was good. What do we got next?
All right. What do we have next? My phone has locked. 1 second. Okay. CNK as a pod.
No. I just think, like, what a return on the weekend, as I mentioned, for all the reasons that I don't mind Sean Johnson as a short-term player with three really good weeks coming up, particularly after the Manly game. He was terrific, but he just doesn't have the ceiling of Tom Trbojevic, potentially a goal-kicking Reece Walsh, Ryan Papenhuyzen, and there are so many great fullbacks in Supercoach. Last year we had Chance as dual CTW fullback. We can't get him at CTW this year. It means he goes up head-to-head against these fullbacks, and I don't think he's in the same Supercoach class as them.
Yeah, not even to be considered, in my opinion. As Timmy said, just doesn't have that ceiling. Absolutely killed it on the weekend, was fantastic. Had 42 in base, and he only scored 88. Just not doing enough with the high-ceiling guys you can get there. No.
Okay, cool. From MBF89, is Lane to Crichton sideways?
Man, we said it before early in the Beers and Break Even show. I don't know how all of you are so confident that Angus Crichton holds onto this spot. Mm. Like it's fucking musical chairs in the back row for Trent Robinson, and fuck knows when the music's going to stop and whether Angus is going to be there or not. He looks fantastic. I get it, but I just have no faith that he's going to stay there. If it works out for you, I think it's a really good trade. I don't think it's sideways. I think if Angus stays there long-term, it's a really good trade, but I'm so far from confident that he will.
Agreed on the Crichton side of things. Same thing, could be a great buy next week if he keeps an 80-minute role, but question marks. I'll expand on the Sean Lane. I believe, Roo, you sold him a week or two ago, Sean Lane, or do you still have him?
No, I think I still got him.
Still got him. Averaging 47 this year. Look, he's not passing the eye test. Scoring okay at best. He's only basing 40, which for an 80-minute edge forward is not good enough. Remarkably, he's had two offloads this year for a notorious offloader. Look, I'm not happy with what he's putting up at the moment, but at the same time, 80 minutes in what should be a decent football team, no attacking stats. I'm holding firm. I've got other things I want to work on my team. I don't see him as a massive headache.
I just don't think Sean Lane's going to lose a stack of money either.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I'm not happy with him, but it's not a train wreck.
There's going to be a tack come at some stage.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. From Grantos27, when do we stop prioritising cash generation and start prioritising getting the guns in?
Huge chat about this on the SC Playbook podcast. Check that out. But it's dependent on every team. If your team has struggled for cash generation early, you're going to need to focus on that for another 2 to 3 weeks minimum. If you're really happy with your cash generation, start going now. I think it's around about that time if you're happy with your squad value and you're going up. I know for my side personally, cash generation has been good. So over the next 1 to 2 weeks, I'm going to start prioritising a few point-related trades over cash generation.
Nothing more to add to that. Timmy summed that up well. And I think if you do want a deeper dive, go check out SC Playbook.
Yeah, big chat.
A good chat on there.
Yep. Awesome. Okay, last question. Hualdo7 said, what's your all-time favourite retro jersey? And he's also asked me what my favourite soccer kit is. So I'll answer that after.
Actually, do your soccer kit first.
It's funny that you ask, and I'm in a PSG jacket today. It's like he knew, but it's not PSG. I've got three favourites. Brazil 02, unreal.
Oh, yeah.
Liverpool 98, I think, 97, 98. I'll chuck in some images. And I'd say Barca also around that kind of 96, 97 period. You can't beat the late 90s for retro kits.
Wow, that's some good picks in there. I know none of them.
Yeah, no, I could absolutely tell from your reaction.
Love them.
Yeah. What's yours?
I really wish I would have spent that time thinking about this instead of trying to play the listening to jerseys. I think that Bulldogs one the other night was all time. That's probably my favourite one I've seen in a while. I love the Broncos Diamonds. I love, though, that jersey that the Warriors came into the NRL in. I think that jersey is just all fucking time. And I love that their current jersey kind of reflects that. I think Canterbury should just wear that jersey every week.
It's phenomenal. The 04 retro one, it's as good as it gets from a jersey. And then to turning that performance against the Roosters 20 years on from the grand final in even better. Canberra Milk with the big Milk logo splashed on it back in the day, I think it's like early 90s. Iconic. I love the Newcastle Knights Henny Penny one, that blue and red. Speaking of the blue and red stripes, also ties into that Barcelona jersey of yours, Kat. Even like the early 2011-12, like Messi when he's at his best and Barca were just untouchable, similar sort of vibes.
Yeah,
there.
Definitely.
I love that one.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
Good.
That's it, boys.
Done and dusted.
Done and dusted.
All right, that'll do us. Make sure you go follow SC Playbook. Go follow Kat Haddad on Instagram. Follow Guru. Good gear. And we will see you next week. We'll be here next week.
Why wouldn't we?
I don't know.
What's going on?
I don't know. I'm a busy guy. I don't know.
Are you like low-key planning a coup against me or something?
I might be.
And you just remembered it as you went to say, we'll see you next week?
Got him right where I want him now. See you guys.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.